I mentioned this Merbein house fire on Saturday night, and we've got Susie Daly on the Dog and Bone. Very good morning to you, Susie. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you for having me, Matt Man.
It was great to catch up with you. Fred and Angela Ionko are no strangers to us. What a terrific thing, the way the community rallied and obviously got around that particular family and supported their daughter. But this has devastated the family once again with a house fire on Saturday night. What can you tell us about this particular house fire? What happened?
I've only got some limited information from Ange, but they actually were out for the evening, and when they returned home, their house was on fire. There was significant structural damage to the house, and it also destroyed many of Giovanna's possessions, all of the family photos, etc., which is a really gut-wrenching thing for them to happen to them after what happened with Giovanna, or as everyone calls her, Miss G. So it's pretty devastating for them. They're very private people. They didn't want a big fuss made out of this, but my view is that they are very, very hard-working people in this community.
They certainly are.
They've never seen them. They don't see themselves as victims. They never have. Their outlook on life, even after the tragedy they've suffered, is extremely amazing to me and to a lot of people. They're really inspiring. And I just think that it's an Aussie way to help mates help mates, and they're really good mates of mine. Sorry, I'm getting a bit upset thinking about it. They don't want to ask for help, but I've taken it upon myself. They're probably not going to be very happy with me for doing this, but I just wanted to tell them. I want the community to know that they're supported, and they're very important people to us, and we just need to give them some love back.
You better believe it.
People.
Yeah, Giovanna, of course, died of ovarian cancer back in 2012. And now with the house, I mean, how can people get behind the Ionko family and obviously support them? I mean, what are we doing?
I'm actually asking at the moment for businesses around Sunraysia to either donate a product that we can raffle off at a community fundraising day that we're currently organising, or make a monetary donation. They can do that by dropping off donations to Benetook Automotive, which is opposite Sunnytafe, which is where I work. They can also get on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page doing the rounds on Facebook now at the moment as well. I don't have that information right in front of me because I'm in my car.
Right. I think there's a link on the Sunraysia Daily website in regard to that.
Yes, there is. And also they can email me at suzy.d@outlook.com or telephone me 0437 271 881 with any donations. And until we organise the community day, which will hopefully be sometime in the future, I won't have any much more information, but I'll certainly keep you posted.
We'll stick up some details on our Facebook page shortly as well. It really is a magnificent thing you're doing, and like I say, Aussie Mates help out Aussie Mates. The Ionko family have certainly supported the community for many, many years, so if we can get around them and support them and obviously show them a bit of love and support, that would certainly be the way to go in regards to what happened on Saturday night with their house. So they've obviously done it tough over the last few years. So let's get behind the Ionko family and support them, and obviously make a monetary donation, or local businesses, if you can help out, contact Susie Daly. And like I say, we'll put up a link and also some details on our Facebook page. Hey, Susie, thank you so much for your time this morning, mate.
Thank you very much for taking an interest, Matt. I really appreciate it. Hope you have a great day.
You too, buddy. Thank you very much, Susie Daly.